Port Adelaide Enfield Council made history last week and became the first council in Australia to publicly advocate raising the new start allowance. More than 5,000 Port Adelaide Enfield residents are unemployed, putting the unemployment rate well above the state average at 8.6%. The council's decision comes weeks after lobbying from Anti-Poverty Network SA, local residents and welfare recipients. Heather Eckerman is a casual worker and a new start recipient, and she gave a personal deputation to the council. She joined me for a chat, and she started off by explaining what she shared with the councillors at the meeting last week.
It was just from my own personal perspective, what it was like to be unemployed, what it was like to live in times of poverty during those periods of unemployment, and how difficult it was to do job search because there were other financial burdens that took prior responsibility.
What have your experiences been? You know, when did you first find yourself needing to access welfare payments?
It was actually when I graduated from university. I graduated with a Bachelor of Education. I was waiting for my authority to teach paperwork to come through. I applied for unemployment benefits while I was waiting.
How did you find that experience of waiting and living fortnight to fortnight?
Well, it wasn't too bad because I was only in my early 20s at the time. I was living at home. And the tools for job seeking were basically the advertiser, a multi-trip, a few 10-cent pieces for the photocopy and a resume and a word processor. That was it. So it wasn't too bad for me personally. As I said, I was living at home and getting financial support from my parents.
And how long were you receiving welfare payments for?
Probably for the first year while I was only doing temporary relief teaching. It supplemented my income then. I was given a few contracts over the next 5 years, at which time I resigned from the Education Department and found myself on welfare again, and that was a different story.
Yeah, was that quite challenging?
It was. Seek.com became the new advertiser, so internet was mandatory. You almost had to have a mobile number, so they were two added finances that you needed for job seeking. But by that time, I was living out of home. The new start allowance hadn't change much at all. The only difference was I was getting a bit of rent assistance.
With this recent decision from Port Adelaide Enfield Council, it was to show their support for a raise to New Start. Was that what you felt as well when you were looking for jobs and kind of on the second round of receiving welfare payments? Was it a struggle with the amount of money that you were receiving?
Oh, it was a huge struggle, absolutely. And the third time I was on Centrelink payments was even worse because I had a mortgage and a personal credit card debt. So I spent as much time trying to keep myself out of bankruptcy as I did doing job seeking. So it was a really, really difficult time.
Yeah. Did you have to make some sacrifices with spending?
Oh, absolutely. The first things to go were my contents and private health insurance. Phone and internet were only connected when I could afford to have it on. What else was there? Food? Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't really eat as well as I should normally be able to eat, for sure. Cut back on food, cut back on the amount that I ate.
And it's ironic that you say that you had to limit access to internet and phone because those are exactly the things that you need when you are job searching to pull yourself out of it.
Absolutely, but they're not essential to my survival.
How did you pull yourself out of that situation?
Well, I didn't until I got myself another part-time job. I'm slowly but surely pulling my financial life in order. It's still a struggle because without Centrelink payments, rent takes up about 58% of my disposable income. The Centrelink supplement reduces that down to 45.3%, which is still almost half of my disposable income going on rent.
How did you hear about the Anti-Poverty Network? When did that happen?
It was actually as a result of being treated unfairly by my job network provider. I had to take them to the Equal Opportunities Commission eventually, but I posted on Facebook about what happened and somebody sent me a link to the Unemployed Workers Union. Through that, I got involved with the Anti-Poverty Network.
How did you go with the Equal Opportunity Commission against your job services provider?
It didn't really go very well. I made specific demands from my job network provider. They weren't willing to come to the party and I wasn't willing to change what I wanted from them. So we came to a standstill, and I attempted to get a lawyer to step in and take it to the High Court. Unfortunately, it probably would have cost more than what I was hoping to achieve out of it.
What kind of support have you found through the Anti-Poverty Network? How has that been for you?
Oh, they're absolutely amazing. Fantastic support. Because it's peer-based, they know exactly what I'm going through, which is fantastic. And that's very important to have that peer education going. And they've been wonderful. They're full of great information, and they make sure that they're up to date with the laws and legislation regarding unemployment and the regulations.
With all of your experiences that you've had, it probably made sense for you to share what you've learnt and your journey with the councillors at Port Adelaide Enfield Council. What was their feedback to your story? What did they say?
Well, there wasn't really a lot of feedback. At the end of the deputation, I think there was one comment where one of the council members said it was really a no-brainer. And generally, it was positive. There was nobody making negative comments, which is great, even though there were two people who voted against it. And nobody really said anything negative, so that was fantastic.
That must have been quite a relief, because people who are living on a low income, trying to look for more work, are so often at the centre of such nastiness, especially in the media. So to receive comments like that, I mean, you probably would have felt going into it, there's the risk that someone might say something that could really bring up some awful feelings.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much stigma surrounding poverty and New Start allowance and Youth Start and Youth Allowance as well, that putting your story out there on the line like that is very confronting. Yes.
The result's gone through. They've said, yes, we support a raise to New Start.
Yep.
What feedback have you received from other people in the network about your involvement, and also what they think of the result?
Well, we're all pretty happy about the result. We celebrated that same night, which was great. I wasn't too sure how it would go, but it was quite easy. Once it was all over, all the preparation, and I didn't do much preparation. I just gave my deputation. It was Paz that did a lot of the work, and other members, obviously, did a lot of the work to get us to that point. But once it was finished, it was a couple of questions, a vote, and it's like, we're supporting a raise to New Start publicly. Let's go for it. And that was it.
I think one of the really lovely things about the network is when one person shares their story, it encourages so many other people to break the silence and feel empowered and feel the strength to be able to tell others. If there's someone listening to your story and it resonates with them, what would you say to them? What advice, what feedback would you give them?
The first piece of advice I'd give would be, don't give up, fight it all the way. Contact the Anti-Poverty Network of South Australia or the Unemployed Workers Union. If you're being mistreated or dealt with badly, just fight it. You've got plenty of avenues to challenge the job network agencies.
New Start recipient and casual worker Heather Eckerman, speaking about the Port Adelaide Enfield Council's decision to publicly advocate for an increase in the New Start allowance. To find out more, head to antipovertynetworksa.org.